VOA News. Zimbabwe opposition politician Tendai Biti has been denied asylum in Zambia after authorities in Zimbabwe briefly detained him as he tried to cross the border. Human Rights Watch reported the news in a tweet on Wednesday, saying Zambia is expected to send Biti and five others back to Zimbabwe. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare that Zimbabwe's main opposition party is hopeful it will win its challenge of election results, despite its claims that state security officials are targeting its members.
The spokesman for the main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, told VOA Wednesday that many of its senior officials had gone into hiding, fearing arrests or abductions since the July 30th polls officially won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Despite what the opposition calls an operation targeting its members, it was still hopeful to be declared the winner of the election. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
World Health Organization and Congolese medical workers began vaccinating other health workers against the deadly Ebola virus on Wednesday. The health ministry says 43 people are believed to have been infected in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. 36 of them have died. Turkey's energy minister on Wednesday said his country will continue to buy natural gas from Iran. Turkey has a long-term supply contract for natural gas from the country. The announcement followed by one day a tweet from President Trump that said anyone trading with Iran will not do business with the United States. The U.S. is preparing for retaliatory cyber attacks from Iran as a result of sanctions going back into effect against the country this week. Cybersecurity and intelligence experts have been watching the situation since May, when President Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. This is VOA News. More than 250,000 people in Yemen have been immunized against cholera, but the three-day oral cholera vaccination campaign held by the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Fund between August 4th and 6th has fallen short of its mark by half. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 3,000 local health workers have reached 266,000 people above the age of one with oral cholera vaccine. This is about half of the 500,000 people WHO and partners had hoped to immunize against this deadly disease. The three-day campaign took place in two districts of Yemen's Hodeida city and one district in Ibb Governorate. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's Constituent Assembly was expected Wednesday to end immunity for some opposition lawmakers that it says were involved in an attempt to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro with exploding drones on Saturday. One lawmaker was detained on Tuesday night. Saudi Arabia says it has executed and crucified a man from Myanmar convicted of killing a woman and carrying out other crimes. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shackley reports.
The state-run Saudi press agency reported on the execution, saying it was carried out in the Muslim holy city of Mecca. It said Elias Abdul Kalam Jamaleddin entered a Myanmar woman's home, firing a gun and then stabbed her to death. He was convicted of robbing her home and another home, attempted rape and stealing firearms and ammunition. The report said his conviction was upheld by the courts and his execution was endorsed by King Salman. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's top executioners through crucifixions, in which the condemned is usually beheaded and then the body put on display. I'm Zariah Shakili.
Federal prosecutors filed insider trading charges Wednesday against Republican Congressman Chris Collins, who was arrested Wednesday and appeared in federal court in Manhattan. The New York lawmaker was one of the first members of Congress to support then-candidate Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Nine people have died. Several more are in critical condition after being poisoned at a funeral in southern rural Peru. Officials say this is the second incident of poisoning they've seen in recent months. NASA says it is sending a spacecraft that will make history by sitting 4 million miles away from the sun. The space agency hopes the mission will help gain insight as to why heat from the sun gets hotter away from its center. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.